Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.
This is Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Today, we sat down with several members of the Elliott Student Union staff. We talk about what day-to-day operations look like at the union, how the union keeps amenities affordable, and what they have planned for next semester and beyond.
All right, well then we're gonna just hop right into the questions then. If anyone around would like to ask any questions, feel free to. Come up to me and I can vet those for anyone if anyone wants to come up here. All right, well we'll go ahead and get started then. So what does the day-to-day work look like at the student union?
So daily we focus on welcoming guests, mm-hmm. students, staff, faculty into the union. Mm-hmm. We love to have Starbucks open,
right.
And that's kind of the draw factor for people across campus to come mm-hmm. in. So we always say when Starbucks is open, the union is alive, but it's also alive in the evenings too.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of preparing for events, a lot of events that happen in the union, but
right.
we also focus on trying to make our guests, students in particular, comfortable in the union and be mm-hmm. able to come in and find a comfy spot to relax and eat and study.
Yeah.
From a marketing perspective, mm-hmm. my day starts when I walk through the door. I look at the digital signage because sometimes there are glitches and I'm like, oh, I
right,
need to
yeah.
do that today. Mm-hmm. So because it is literally right as you walk in the south entrance.
Right, right. Yeah.
So there's that. I typically try to check in with my student employees when they're on their shift as best I can.
Mm.
So that's a big part of my day. And honestly, planning any event we have coming forward
mm-hmm.
or social media, brainstorming, meeting with our fellow coworkers, because
yeah.
that's what I like about our staff is we're the camaraderie is there.
Right, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
That's one reason why we come to work. So that's
mm.
there.
Same question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the bowling center, the morning often looks like we have different groups. We have active adults. We have
uh-huh.
a bowling class that comes in on Wednesdays, and we have different
right.
parties and events.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evenings, obviously, we open at 4 to the public and the student
mm-hmm.
side. And so we just try to, you know, prepare for each day and whatever events or activities or fun things we can do for anybody involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My typical day, I just like seeing everyone coming into the union and observing. I
mm-hmm.
like the students coming in and hopping. And our main job, like Christy said, is just to make it a welcoming space, mainly for
mm-hmm.
students, but all campus community and the public as well. So
right,
that's
yeah.
that's our typical day.
mm-hmm. I like how you mentioned that camaraderie. I feel like that's an important aspect of something as large as the student union that encompasses so much of really campus, honestly.
Exactly. So yes, we definitely, you know, as a staff we have that, but then we work
mm-hmm.
with other departments on campus and then other partners in the union that we work with, so
mm-hmm.
we definitely have the camaraderie.
Right, yeah.
So yes.
So what goes into like creating those the newer sections and stuff, like when we, like for example, we just moved up, the Beat Studio just moved up to the second floor of the union. So what kind of goes into collaborating with others and then creating those new areas?
It kind of depends. If it's a
mm-hmm.
major addition, a lot of planning
right,
and
yeah,
preparation.
Sure.
If it's, you know, a new auditorium,
mm-hmm.
it's huge. But in 2017, we developed a master plan, and I think we're, well, about year 7 of that, and
mm-hmm.
that was for 10 to 15 years. We've modified it a little bit, but and during that plan, we got input from students, faculty,
mm-hmm.
staff, and so a lot of student involvement in that.
Right, yeah.
But for something, you know, small about the beat, hey, mm-hmm. we just thought that was a great student engagement idea. So mm-hmm. that was, you know, a little smaller, but definitely right, yeah. student feedback.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Can do students? Oh, did you want to? Do are students able to like influence some of them, like for those like really big additions, like a new restaurant or something, are they able to influence that?
Yes. Kim can elaborate a little bit more if she wants, but we just completed a survey that was released right after yeah. spring break. I think the deadline was like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So we're going through that feedback right. To help plan our future and what we do next, because some of those things can be like minor things that we can like change mm-hmm. at the snap of a finger. Some of them are like, oh, that might take a little bit more work, but let's right, start yeah. talking about it and see how we go.
Mm-hmm.
Like then there's like with programming or even other ideas, like tag us in your social media posts. We do look at them.
Right.
If we have a lot going on, we might not share it, but if you tag us, we know about it. We don't mm-hmm. have to go find it because
yeah,
we're
yeah.
right there and we can hit share and let people know of what's happening for you and your group or your office in the building. Because we want people to come interact with you, but also come to the building and experience what's here.
Right.
But like, yeah, tell our info desk workers, our building supervisors, bowling staff.
Mm-hmm.
We have the mule post downstairs. Like, tell them what you might want to see happen, and then they'll report it to us as supervisors to see if it's doable or how can we modify it to make it doable type situation. And then all of our emails are on our union website, so you can always reach out to us. If the person you reach out to, if it doesn't fall in their expertise, they'll mm-hmm. forward it. Like,
yeah,
we
yeah.
can always get it around us. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I talk to a lot of students as mm-hmm. much as I can. The union employs about around 35 student employees here mm-hmm. at the union doing different jobs.
Right.
And we rely on their feedback a lot, especially because, you know, as like for the information desk, they have a lot of interactions with mm-hmm. students and faculty staff. So
right.
We definitely listen, you know, and I walk around the union all the time and observe students, watch what, you know, where they like to hang out, what they like to do, where they like to eat,
mm-hmm.
And just try to have conversations as often as we can about certain things they would like to see in the union or the things that they love about the union, just things that we already have.
Right, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting those, just getting information is very important, I imagine. So for specifically you, how is the union adapting to, the UCM just launched their new marketing campaign. How has the union been adapting to that?
We're working on it, mm-hmm. talking about it, because it's an internal campaign right now, and then they launch it externally this fall. If my understanding's correct.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not, oops. but, like, we're working on it. I have ideas. Summer, when things chill out a smidge,
mm-hmm.
can dive deeper.
Right.
Like, from my perspective, like, with programming and student staffing,
mm-hmm.
like, we do have some we've created some new positions that are starting mm-hmm. this fall for student staff that we're excited about, and adapting some mm-hmm. of the roles for our student staff to help them become better leaders and
yeah.
build their resumes and things. So, mm-hmm. like, internally, like, we're working on some of that as well. But we've been working with IMC the last couple of years
mm-hmm.
To update some interior signage.
Right.
We've talked about some exterior signage and things mm-hmm. like that. Even if it doesn't necessarily go with the Redefining What's Possible campaign,
mm-hmm.
we are still working with them with UCM marketing and
right, yeah.
making sure we are in accordance, but
mm-hmm.
also speaking to the union, basically,
because mm-hmm.
it is a student space.
Right,
we
yeah.
want the students to be recognized in the mm-hmm. space and things like that. But Yeah, like, it's exciting. We just got a new sign installed last week. it's exciting.
Mm. I imagine it is. And I imagine just, like, for, like, the signage outside, it would be nice to have maybe, like, something slightly different even just for, because it is a student-led mm-hmm. area, essentially. Students are mm-hmm. for the most part, going to be the ones majorly using it. So maybe mm-hmm. even having, like, some signage on the outside would draw more people in, maybe.
Yes.
We'll be right back with more Voices of UCM, brought to you by RISE Community Services.
Every minute, there are 6 children born in the U.S., and one of them will be born with a developmental disability. RISE Community Services believes that an individual's potential doesn't vanish simply because they were born with a unique set of challenges. We believe that each person deserves a life full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in digital journalism will develop your skill set for work in multimedia outlets, including print, online, and broadcast. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work online at digitalberg.com and in the student-led newspaper, The Mule Skinner. For more information on this or other concentrations within the digital media production program, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
Welcome back to Voices of UCM, brought to you by RISE Community Services. Today, we sat down with several members of the Elliott Student Union staff. We continue our discussion by talking about how the union keeps their amenities affordable.
So how does the union keep the various amenities and food affordable for students?
Yeah, so I can go first about the bowling center side. So, right, yeah. First off, bowling over here is pretty cheap. You know, a student can come in with a valid ID for under $5, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool, and we like offering that. We also do just a lot of free events to kind of, you know, help offset that as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, we did roughly one a month this year, sometimes more when we had time. And then things like this summer, we're going to do like a summer pass idea where you pay mm-hmm. basically a fee at the very beginning of the summer, and you can just come bowl anytime.
Oh, right, yeah.
Any day. So things like that will be really mm-hmm. fun and just keep coming up with new ideas and just keep people involved. So.
And I believe next week we actually have one of those, like the whole week is a free week, isn't it?
Yeah. So during finals week, we really just wanted to do kind of a de-stressor thing. And mm-hmm. we thought about different ideas and we came to the conclusion of let's just offer it free.
Yeah.
So, any students, faculty, staff, anybody with a valid UCM ID can just come in mm-hmm. and we're going to adjust our hours too and open a little bit earlier.
Right,
so it's from noon to 10. So, just stop by whenever and where you can.
Cool.
Free with a UCM ID is a trend with our stuff.
I've definitely noticed
so,
that, yeah.
we are, like, our office oversees the mobile ID activation and all that
stuff.
Yeah. So just to encourage people to go through and do that, we are
definitely
come with your student ID. You get in free. You mm-hmm. get to experience things. It also boils down to some security stuff as well.
Right, yeah, like, that's understandable.
Are you a student here?
Gotta
are
make
you
sure
paying
that
the
things.
Fees that pay yep. for this event type mm-hmm. situation sometimes? That's a big trend. Like our cinema, it's free.
Yeah.
The concessions are $1 each. I'm an AMC Stubbs member, and mm-hmm. I'm paying an arm and a leg when I go.
For that, yeah.
It's worth it, in my opinion, mm-hmm. too. But, like, getting that experience here is mm-hmm. great as well, especially
right.
if you can't go do that mm-hmm. out and about. Or you just missed it because you were busy during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But programs, definitely free with that ID. We offer free food. We do the fun stuff, like we buy games or we the free bowling events, like that's all a collaborative thing, like mm-hmm. our cinema movies. We do get student feedback, we do look mm-hmm. at reviews and all this stuff to get that in, but like we want people to come experience it in a way. You're already paying for it, so just
mm-hmm.
come experience what we're offering.
Moving over.
And you mentioned food being affordable for students. Mm-hmm. And although we don't directly control the food prices, right, Sodexo is our exclusive food service provider. Mm-hmm. We work closely with them. And when we get feedback from students on prices and selections, we work with them and give them, you know, the student feedback. And they do as well. They do surveys. So
right, but, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like, I imagine just, like, having to collaborate there is a bit tricky sometimes for some of those things.
Yeah, it is sometimes, but we do. We have a pretty good collaboration and cooperation with Sodexo. Okay. So yes, so
cool. Over there.
I just wanted to mention another way that we try to keep things affordable is we have a lot of event spaces that are reservable here in the union, and student organizations. Always free. Right. You would work through meeting and conference services to make those arrangements, but there is no fee for student organizations to rent a space in the union.
And would that include, like say they needed like a speaker or like a microphone for something, would that include that as well?
That's also included.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
The only thing is if you had an order with Sodexo, that would be
extra.
A fee, but yep.
But like the equipment and stuff would be
absolutely
inherent.
Free.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So how many people, like, on average really use the union?
Well, we're a hopping place. We have door counters. Actually working on seven of our main entrances. We're working on upgrading to have counters on all of our doors. We have a lot of doors in the union, don't we, Kirstie?
There's quite a few.
So, but anyway, according to our existing system, we average about over 500,000 a year. So, in 2019, it was 600,000, but we're kind of working our way back up. So, and then we'll have a little bit better numbers on that, but we're open to students, faculty, and staff, and then the community as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a busy place.
Yeah.
I think, do you have some numbers on programs or?
Cool. So I oversee the info desk, and I've been here 5 years, so like I can trace my records back that far. So pre-COVID 2019-2020, we had over 16,000 interactions at the desk.
Wow, yeah.
I don't know the average on that.
That's okay. The 16,000 number is
the standout. Just thinking about it, we shut down in the middle of March.
Right.
We weren't here in April.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we were here in May. Full-time came back in June.
Okay.
But, like, in perspective, it's like, oh, my gosh, so much was happening pre-COVID.
Right.
So, like, that happened. So numbers have gone down since then.
They are back
on the rise. Last year, in fact, we're up about 500 to 750 interactions currently from this time last year, which is good. I will credit part of that to our new check-in procedure that we do at the desk. It kind of makes people interact with us, which is a great thing because that encourages our students to better their customer service skills and all that stuff. There's that for info desk. Our programs, our largest is always the birthday party that we do in September. This last year, now that we can track attendance better with our IDs and swiping, scanning, like, we had 812 unique attendees throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an all-day event.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with all the swipes, it was definitely over 1,100.
Wow.
So that was a fun stat for us. Movie-wise, this year we've had an average of about 50 per film each weekend. The biggest one was Barbie.
Right,
surprise, surprise.
Surprise there.
We just try to have fun with it. Our bowling events, the one free event a month that we do, averaged about 60 to 80, depending on which event. And for 2 hours of bowling, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people circulating through,
We used to do it for 3 hours, but it would trickle off the last hour, which is why we bumped it back to two.
Right, yeah.
Other events that we do average on a good time, like 50 to 80. There are some that we try new and it doesn't go as well, but we take notes, we learn, we move on. So, and that doesn't those 50 to 80 don't include like union experience, Taste of UCM, the birthday,
right, yeah,
holiday
all the,
market.
All
those are the huge ones that blow the other ones out the water.
Because those ones are directly open to outside people who don't necessarily go to UCM a lot of the time.
Holiday market for sure.
Yeah.
And then birthdays, students, faculty, and staff.
Okay.
Taste of UCM is all of them. And
yeah.
Union experience, it's open to anybody, but the biggest target audience is obviously freshmen because night before classes start.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for more after this break. Voices of UCM is sponsored by Rise Community Services.
That's the sound of a door slamming in your face. That's the sound heard by many individuals living with a disability. But it doesn't have to be. Rise Community Services is committed to opening doors, not closing them. We believe that each person deserves a life that is full of hope and empowered by self-choice. If you or a loved one need help, please visit watchusrise.org.
A degree in digital media production with an emphasis in audio will enhance your skill set for work in radio, television, film, and beyond. Our faculty members bring real-world experience to the classroom, and students can showcase their work on UCM Radio The Beat, as well as in film projects and live events. For more information on this or other concentrations within the Digital Media Production Program, please visit ucmo.edu/DMP.
You're listening to Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Today, we sat down with several members of the Elliott Student Union staff. We finished our discussion by talking about the various challenges that come from working at the union.
I kind of want to ask about COVID a little bit, just because I imagine it was a huge change for, I mean, obviously for this, but for everyone. So how did you guys end up adapting to that during like times where you couldn't actually be in person? I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit.
I can go.
Okay.
So I came here in the fall of 19, straight out of grad school.
Yeah.
So for me personally, my world was rocked.
I'm sure.
Was finally getting my footing. I did not know what to do. I was lost. I didn't know very many people up here because I'm from Arkansas.
Right.
Losing student staff was really, really hard on me because I'm like a student focused person.
Right.
Losing the programming aspect. We did attempt some virtual programs.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really pan out,
but yeah,
we tried. That's what matters in my brain. But I mean, I ultimately took advantage, like tried to keep the relationships with our student employees. We were all in a weird thing, like Student Employee Appreciation Week falls in April.
Right.
We did do a virtual week for our student staff.
Okay.
And so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Broke it up, and I had something else to say, but I've went blank. But that's, yeah, I was so happy to be back in June, even though it was
different.
I'm sure,
yeah.
I'm
sure it was.
It was difficult. I'm trying to forget. but anyway, yes, I think we adjusted well. And then we were one of the first buildings to open back up, weren't we? So,
okay.
Yeah, so we were, yeah. So, and we were open, and yes.
Okay, cool. Sorry if I put you on the spot a little bit there.
Yeah, I was just trying to remember. How did we deal with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are some challenges that come with each of your positions?
Who wants this one first? let's see. Challenges. I would say sometimes mine would be financial, maybe, because we have so many projects that we want to do and things we want to add and see done. And then do we have the resources to do it? So sometimes that's, we want to do all these things, and then I have to bring it back down because this crew has great ideas. They have awesome ideas. I say, well, I'm the one that says, hey, I don't know if we can afford that this year. But that's a challenge because I want to do everything. Mm-hmm.
I would say for the bowling center, it's just a lot of hours in a day, honestly, between classes, between leagues, between, you know, when we actually open our doors to the public, it locks us in to, you know, do repairs and try and set up other events or try and plan stuff or build things in between our little windows of no people are here times. Mm-hmm. And so, just hours in a day sometimes get very small and, you know, that's kind of what you're stuck to. So, that's our biggest one for sure.
Yeah.
I'm the person, even though I am marketing communication manager, can always be improving on communication. So when it comes to social media and programs, the collaboration, like, we're always seeking out. Sometimes we have to be like, okay, we need to get this done, and we just run with it. But like, just communication when it comes with collaboration can always be better. It is a challenge. Yeah. Between email threads, talking on the phone, taking notes, just being more organized on that front. A lot can be happening at the same time, and it's keeping it together and keeping our ducks in the road, basically.
Right.
So
I just wanted to elaborate a little more on what Kim said. Yes, we have a lot of ideas. We have very long list of things that we want to do in the future, which is exciting, because that means that we're wanting to grow and adapt and change to the trends and the student population, and trying to take everything into consideration. But time, you know, it takes a lot of time. So if we have an idea and, you know, we think that it's going to be on a short timeline, well, we're fooling ourselves. You know, that's not the reality of. So I think just trying to encourage people to have patience with us and understand that we're working hard every day to make those changes and to do the things that students would love to see here in the union. But it's just a process that we have to go through. So, yep, that's what I wanted to add about that.
Yeah, because I imagine just in general, like when you are making those major additions, it's just there's limited time, there's limited funds, there's limited a whole ton of limiting factors that I imagine are present there. And so, yeah. So, what is it like generally, this is for you, what is it like, you kind of, we talked about it a little bit, but what is it kind of generally like running the bowling center?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first word is just fun, you know, that's kind of always the goal. You know, when you come into work, your goal by the end of the day is just to have a place to have fun for, you know, the students first, and then the staff, faculty, and then the public. Is just our goal every day is just how can we bring that more, you know, what events can we do? How can we pitch new ideas? What offerings can we do? You know, so really it's just a lot of, you know, brainstorming among a lot of student workers we have in-house at the bowling center that have been there a while and have great ideas, and then, you know, myself and the full-time mechanic, we come up with ideas all the time, and so, and, you know, we just love talking to the public and talking to people that come in, and we're just like, hey, what would you like to see? What would you like to do? And so, you know, like, our events range drastically, and those are all just literal ideas we come up with, so, you know, and, you know, President Best was gracious to come over and bowl a couple weeks ago with us, and a lot of students came to that. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
And then, you know, we had just all sorts of free events, and, you know, so a lot of it is really just trying to come up with new things, and bowling's in kind of an interesting place right now, just nationally, where it's, you know, it's changing from like the league focus to more just fun, experience focused.
Yeah, more casual.
More casual. Experience. Exactly. And so that's a lot of ours is just what casual, fun experiences can we provide, and, you know, get the place full, because that's our goal, is we really just want people in there to have fun and just bring all of them, their friends with them. So,
So I guess that might be like the thesis of the union, honestly, just bring people in and having fun.
Yeah.
So you guys, you were talking about the big list of ideas. What are some of those ideas that might be coming in the future?
Well, you know, improvements and changes. I am going to pass the mic down to Christy Cummings, our union facility operations manager, because she has lots of ideas and projects coming.
Yes, I have a lot of projects on my list. Too many to count. One of note is the fountain here in the union.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a project in mind for the fountain, and we had three phases. So we had to remove the old fountain. It was not repairable. It was, you know, I was a freshman here in the fall of 92.
Oh, wow.
When there was the ribbon cutting for this part of the union, and it was when the fountain was added. And okay. So it was very difficult for me to watch that come down.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it just had a special place in my heart.
Right,
but
yeah.
I knew that, you know, the practical thing was that it had to come down. Mm-hmm. So that was phase one, and mm-hmm. phase two is the lower level removal of the fountain. So that will happen this summer, mm-hmm. fingers crossed, because we talked about the time thing.
Yep.
So this summer we're going to be removing that portion of the fountain completely. We mm-hmm. will be adding usable space down there in the food court, and we're getting some new furniture down in the food court.
That's cool,
We heard back from students that they wanted booths back. We mm-hmm. had some booths that were in bad shape that we had acquired, so we're getting brand new booths.
That's good.
So that's awesome. That will be coming hopefully before fall.
let's say in the fall, maybe at some point.
Yes. And so phase three of the fountain area to be determined, but we have some great ideas, and not sure about time on that either, but
obviously
the space where the fountain was, let's call that mm-hmm. will maybe in the future be something that students will like and enjoy. Mm-hmm. So to be determined later, I guess. So.
Do you have
I'm trying to think of anything else to mention. We have a surprise coming this summer as well.
Okay,
and so we would like students to, we're not going to reveal what that is right
obviously,
now,
yeah,
but we promise that it's going to be fantastic mm-hmm. In another part of the building. So mm-hmm. keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yeah, definitely.
In the fall when you come back to classes.
Yeah, definitely. So. Definitely keep that in mind over the summer. Maybe check in on some of those social media pages.
Very Instagrammable.
Instagram?
Let's put it that
way. Okay. All right.
Very Instagrammable.
We'll get a little hint for anyone who's listening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much going to be all the time that we have today. I appreciate you all taking time out of your days and coming out here to answer some questions. I appreciate it a lot.
Sweet.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. I don't really have a live outro, so...
This has been Voices of UCM, sponsored by Rise Community Services. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 p.m. on both Wednesday and Saturday. You can listen to the show at ucmbeat.com on either the live feed or at any time by going to the Shows tab and finding the Voices of UCM tab. Once again, I'm your host, Andrew Zellner, and we'll talk next time on Voices of UCM.